The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to the How to Kill an Hour Hour, the half-hour edition brought to you by Southside Medical Center, where your health is their primary care. And now, without further ado, here's your host for the next 30 minutes, the one, the only, the Ed Man.
Oh, yeah. Welcome once again to the How to Kill an Hour radio show. I'm your host, the man with a plan, Ed Man. And this week, I have got something very special for you. So I actually have another show. It's a podcast called The News Freaks that I do with my buddy Terry. You can check it out at thenewsfreaks.com. That's thenewsfreaks.com. One word, no spaces. And we did an interview with golfing trick shot artist and social media darling Tanya Tade. And so I'm going to give you a segment of that interview for today's show. Enjoy it, guys.
Big story today.
What? No big story?
No big story.
What are we going to do if there's no big story?
Well, we've got...
Everything's thrown off now.
No, it isn't. We've got a big interview. It's going to be... we're going to start a big sit-down or a big interview session.
Well, I like that idea, but who are we interviewing?
We've got a great guest today.
Yeah?
Yeah, to kick us off. We're going to welcome to the show right now professional golfer, trick shot artist, and social media superstar, Tanya Tare. Tanya!
Yay!
How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, good. Now, Tanya, you have a staggering 209,000 Instagram followers. Ed, will we ever get that many followers?
Yeah. I mean, you know, probably posthumously.
Now, Tanya, do you think it's a chance that we could borrow some or rent some of your followers?
Now, don't beg, Tara. I mean, come on. It's not a good look for us here.
You can take my trolls if you want.
Good. So we get the bots. All right. Hey, you know what? We are not too proud.
I'm happy with that.
Well, thank you.
Engagement is engagement, though.
Okay. This
exactly
is,
right. This engagement is engagement. Correct.
This is true. Well, thank you so much for taking some time out
you
of
know,
your day
before
to join
we
us.
Get started, yeah. I ought to ask her, just in case, Tanya, are there any questions that you get asked all the time that you don't really care to answer because you just heard it so many times? Like, give me a question that you're just sick of hearing all the time.
I don't know. I feel like you might actually ask me this, but I always get asked how I started doing trick shots. The quickest way I can say it, and it's still kind of long.
No, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Okay, this is my really essential version. So, I never really was interested in golf, to be honest. When I was younger, I used to play tennis a lot. You know, it's just really like a one sport person. A lot of the time, I just found a sport that I fell in love with and then stuck with it. And then I actually saw Tiger Woods' trick shot thing that he did for that commercial back in the day, and I thought that was like the coolest thing I'd seen in golf.
I actually do remember that too. I think late 90s, early 2000s, it was a Nike commercial where, and I read somewhere that commercial was actually an accident. Like he didn't know he was being filmed.
I know. I actually didn't know that until like a year ago when I read this thing about this article about it, and they were saying like they had this whole thing planned out, and then they just filmed him doing that, and they ended up using that for the
That's really
commercial.
Cool.
And it's honestly one of the most like iconic things that has happened in golf, and it's like just a random thing that he did on the practice range.
And who would have known that it set you on this path that you're currently walking right now?
So odd. So I saw that. I learned how to do that because I just wanted to do that. Never hit a golf ball off the ground. Just always. Like, I would go to a park because after I learned how to do the juggle part, I went to the park across the road to just try and hit the ball out the air. Yeah. And I wouldn't even, like, hit the ball back. I would walk and go pick it up and then, like, hit it again and then pick it up and hit it again. So I, like, never hit a ball off the ground. Learned how to do that, did it, and was like, whatever. I didn't touch a golf club for another 2 years. So that was when I was, like, 12. I hit my first golf ball at a golf range when I was, like, 14.
Wow.
Well, now that we got that question out of the way.
Yeah. Was it true that you actually liked to juggle and you went turn to this instead?
Like juggle.
Just juggle like,
hands? Like a golf
club. Bowling pins or chainsaws or
you mean like a clown juggle, is it, Terry?
Yeah.
That is absolutely not true.
Not true.
I can juggle three balls. I feel like everyone can juggle three balls. Okay. I can't do anything remotely more than that. I'm also not even that good at it. I also never really like tried to juggle. I used to, like when I was younger, juggle soccer balls. So I think you can probably tell from a lot of the videos that I've done.
Right.
Like, I'll incorporate random kicks and stuff everywhere. Mm-hmm. So I was never trying to be like this freestyle, like soccer juggler. I just didn't want to be inside and wanted to be outside. And a lot of the time I played by myself.
Okay. That makes sense. Well, anyways, Tanya, you are fresh off a recent appearance on Tosh.0 on Comedy Central over there a couple weeks ago, right?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah,
that's
tell me a little.
It's actually really, really cool.
Do you think you have a career in comedy? I mean, the segment was hilarious.
I mean, absolutely not.
Why not? You?
I think my sense of humor is very, like, particular. Like, you have to understand it the way I say it. There's, like, a lot of sarcasm.
Right.
I think I have a dark sense of humor, too.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
Not for everyone.
Well, I thought the
I
thought the segment was great. I thought you looked like totally at ease with Tosh, and he must have been like just a total nut job to work with.
I'm not gonna lie, I never watched it. I've actually never watched anything I've done. I get sent the videos, and I'm like, if you like it, then I'm good with it, and I just leave it. I can't watch myself on TV. I don't know why I cringe so much.
You know what?
Ed
and I should start doing that. We should never listen to ourselves again because we cringe when we listen. Back on
it's so bad.
Yeah, it's horrible.
But the thing is that when we do it, I think it's probably actually bad. It's not just us interpreting it that way.
So Tanya, you moved. When did you move here? After high school, right? You're born and raised in New Zealand.
Yeah, and then I took 2 years off because I think in New Zealand and a lot of other Australia stuff like that, it's really common to have a gap year before you go to university. I think college here is really fun and everyone's excited for it. But college back home is just college. Like, we don't have college sport and things like that.
Interesting.
So,
kind
of take a year off to, I don't know, travel or work or figure out what you want to do. Like, don't rush into uni.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that. And then I did it for longer than I was supposed to. It was like 2.5 years. And my coach actually, who I had since the start of like playing golf, so when I was 14. Which, by the way, the first time I went to the golf range, this guy, he actually asked to coach me. And that's how I started playing golf.
Wow.
So I had him all the way through. Like, he built my swing and stuff. We just don't work together anymore because I live there and he lives there. But, so he always had this idea that I would go to college. So he would always put it in my head sort of thing. And I never really paid attention to it. I wasn't a big fan of school.
Hey, with the possible exception of Phil Mickelson, are you the best looking trick shot artist out there today?
I'm going to say I could vouch to be the best looking girl trick shot because I think I'm the only one.
You know what? I'm going to give Tanya the nod on that one too, Ed. So anyways, Tanya, you came to school. We're located in Jacksonville, Florida here. You actually came to school in Florida as well, Florida International, right? And you played your collegiate career there. That must have been an awesome experience for you.
Yeah, it was like 50-50. I think I was miserable the first year because I was so homesick. And Miami's completely the opposite of New Zealand. There's like almost nothing the same.
Mm-hmm.
And so adjusting to the food, obviously adjusting to the temperature, because I actually went to college. So I was like really resistant to go to college. And I was getting like a bunch of offers because back then I was good at golf.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told myself at this one college, God knows how I picked it because I had never been to America. I didn't understand the college system and like D1 and all that kind of stuff. I said, if this one college offers me a scholarship, I'll take it as a sign and I'll go. And it was Florida International.
Yeah.
And I picked it based off random things like the weather. It's going to be nice weather all year. So we're not going to be playing in snow and stuff like that. And diversity and just all these random things.
Right.
And the coach actually told me that he had his recruits for the next 3 years fully like taken, so there was like no hope for me. So wow. I was like, oh, I guess that's my sign. I'm not gonna go. Then he messages me, he emails me like 1st of August. So school starts in a few weeks.
Right.
And he's like, some girl just pulled out a full scholarship and he wanted to offer it to me.
Oh my God.
So then I avoided that email for like a week.
Did you really?
Like, ah,
what
no.
did you what did
yeah,
you
I was like, no.
Your parents must have been and like, then, what are you doing to us right now?
Yeah, what I didn't know was that he also sent that email to my dad. Well, he's not my blood dad, but he's like a dad.
I gotcha.
So he sent it to him as well.
Okay.
And so he was emailing him back and I was avoiding it. He's like, have you gotten an email from that school? I was like, no.
Oh, mercy. That yeah.
I was so resistant.
That must have been.
And then he totally pushed me to go. And that coach, actually, I'm actually really, really close with him now. And he's pretty much my favorite thing that I took out of that school. So
that's
it all worked out for the best.
That's really cool. Now, did you graduate? I don't know if you did or not.
Yeah, I did.
And what you do?
I found it really hard to start something and not finish.
What did
it,
you so what you get your degree in there?
Degree marketing.
Okay, cool.
Now that you've experienced both countries, which country is better, America or New Zealand?
New Zealand, hands down.
Of course. I agree.
I'm going to get roasted for that. But
no, you won't get roasted. I agree with you, actually. I've never been to New Zealand, but I agree.
Well, I've never been to New Zealand, and I disagree.
Well, anyways, so Tanya, your videos, right? One thing I love about your videos is when I can tell when you've really worked hard, like hours and hours trying to get a trick, and you finally nail it. Your reactions are priceless.
Oh yeah, I try not to do that, but
sometimes it's just so overwhelming.
Not gonna lie, I have redone whole videos because I hated my reaction.
Oh my god, you're kidding!
So wait,
I've literally redone whole videos.
It's that. Okay to be happy when you've accomplished something. Hey, let me ask
you,
now that you have acquired and you have put in so much hard work and so much practice, now that you have skills that most other people don't have, are you arrogant about it? Do you feel like you're better than other people?
The weirdest thing is that I think, because I started doing live stuff recently, I don't do it all the time.
Yeah.
And like some days, I'm not going to lie, I can have a day where I totally miss the whole time.
Oh, no one's 100%. No one's on all the time.
Listen, yeah. Tanya, I'm going to tell
it
you.
It feels like it's almost like full days, though. It's like a day of never missing, and then the next day it's like, I can't hit it. I'm just like, what the heck is happening?
Yeah.
So I have to like keep that in mind. I think that's actually weirdly, on a deeper note, being one of the things I've been working on for my trick shot, which is weird, is just being my inner self-talk.
Okay.
We have whole shows like that. We don't re-record them, though. We just let them play
the
bad shows. We don't care.
So Tanya, I'm going to tell you, there was one time Edman, he actually shot a piece of paper into a garbage can, and he walked around here like he was Kobe Bryant for a good month.
Oh, hey. I definitely would be arrogant about that.
You know, since we...
So Tanya, I was curious, when exactly you started posting your trick shot vids, and when did you finally say to yourself, like, oh, okay, something, the ball is rolling here, like something's happening with this more outside of the scope of what you thought it was going to be?
Oh, okay. So in 2015, I had my third wrist surgery in like a couple of years. So I've had two wrist surgeries on my right and one on my left.
Oh, wow.
And because of that, there was a patch where I couldn't really practice and train because obviously all my goals were playing. And I just did a couple of trick shots. Like I was in Miami, it was June or July, I think. And it was super, super hot outside. So I didn't really want to go out there. I had a cast up to like halfway up my bicep.
Oh,
and
wow.
So I did a couple of trick shots into solo cups because I had, actually my brother tagged me in this trick shot on social media. This guy like stole the ball on the back of his neck and he turns and he hits it up the end. He's like this hacker guy smoking a cigarette, like just, you can tell he's not like a pro golfer, he's just social, but it was like super, super cool. And he messages it to me and he's like, can you do this? So I was like, wow, that was really cool. I went to the range that night, and this was a few days before surgery, and I just tried to do it, and I managed to do it in like, I don't know, like 30 balls or something. So I posted that, and then all of my friends that don't play golf, which was almost everyone, they always were like, oh, golf is so lame, golf is so lame. And they see this video, they're like, oh, I'm going to go to the golf range tonight because that was so cool. I want to see if I can do it. So then it started like all these people were like tagging me in random like trick shots because I don't think at the time there was really like trick shot artists apart from the Bryan Brothers and stuff.
Right.
And so they were tagging me in these random like videos, stuff that you would see on like, I don't know, like Barstool Sports or something, just random videos of all stuff. And I tried to do a couple of them, and then I posted them, and then I was like, I don't want people to tag, like tag me in their trick shots. I was like, I want to make a trick shot that people tag other people in to try to do stuff. So I went home, and I was just like randomly like at home, and I thought, oh, I just found a ping pong ball into it. I had, like a solo cup, and so I did like this thing between my legs and bounced it in, and then that was the first trick shot that I did. And I did a few more like that because when I had surgery, I was inside. I couldn't really do a lot.
Right.
But my profile was private. So my friends were trying to tag their friends, and they couldn't see it because my profile was private. That happened for like a year.
Right.
I just kept sending these videos out. And then eventually I was like, oh, this is stupid. Like, I'm just going to take my profile private and make it public so this doesn't happen anymore. and this is towards the end of 2016, I had my profile private for like 2 days maybe, and a bunch of the golf pages ended up picking up the videos and posting them everywhere.
And that was all she wrote.
Yeah. That's literally how it went. I was at work, and my sister actually at the time worked at the same place as me. She was like, "What's wrong with your phone?" I was like, "What's wrong with my phone?" And look, it's just like, this person started following you. I think I gained like $3,000 that day.
In that one day.
I was like, what the heck?
Wow, yeah. Edman, we've got goals. Yeah. We've got goals. We're going to try to get 3 followers in one day. We're going to start there, and then we're going to move on up.
Tanya, has your patience in practicing your trick shots translated to other areas of your life?
Honestly, doing trick shots is probably the only time I'm really impatient.
You road rage?
LA traffic. That's it. Everywhere else, traffic, not so much. Yeah. I don't know what it is about LA traffic. I don't know which is more annoying, like trying to pull off a cuff trick shot that's taken me a long time, or LA traffic.
Very cool. So, Tanya, I just saw a commercial that was posted a few days ago from Audemars Piguet, right? Did I say that right?
Yeah.
The watch company that sponsors you, and that was really cool. You shot that in San Diego or something, right?
Yeah, we did. We actually have shot quite a bit of stuff this year, so there'll be like a lot more stuff coming out. Honestly, they're like one of the coolest companies you can work with. They're really,
that's awesome.
They're like classy, but they're really like innovative and willing to like break the rules a little, and
that's cool.
I don't know, bend the lines, like push the barriers. So for me, obviously,
you love
that
it.
Works.
Has anyone at the company asked you to teach them some trick shots, and you're like, oh man, not again?
No, actually, I think they just look at me and they're like, okay, that's your thing.
Yeah, that's right.
You do that, and we'll do our job.
That looks hard.
Now you're also you also work with Encore Golf and Adidas Golf, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Very, very cool.
Which Adidas as well is awesome for me as well, because they've got this big campaign that's been going for a couple of years now called Care to Create, and it's all about creative artists and stuff like that. So that actually worked out perfect for me as well. So
I'm a big Adidas guy. I love almost everything they come out with.
I like that song by Run DMC, My Adidas. That's a great song.
I haven't heard someone bring that song out for years.
Well, you know, and we keep...
I'm wise beyond my years.
We keep in a crypt during the week, and then we let them out. A couple more for you here, and then we'll wrap it up, Tanya. I know you're a big Hugh Jackman fan. Favorite movie of his, or your favorite movie overall?
I'm a big Hugh Jackman fan.
That's what I heard.
Damn it, Terry. What kind of research did you do for this?
We're firing our research guy. That's it. You're fired. Get us 2 coffees.
Ask him what movies I like then.
Yeah, what does she like? Does she like him in Wolverine? Yeah, I guess we're going with Wolverine on that one, Tanya. All right. We've got a couple weird ones. This one's for me, and then 2 more for the fans at home. I know you had an interview with PGA member Wesley Bryan there, and you were talking about how you went to dinner once with Charles Barkley. I have to know about that. Yeah. Was that a surreal time or what?
Yeah, no, that was real. I'm actually good friends with Mike Wilburn.
Oh, yeah, PTI fame, yeah.
Yes, so that's how that all came about. He was just like, when it comes to dinner, so I'm thinking it's just like this casual dinner, and then it's like, not kidding.
Did he just talk?
Charles Barkley.
Did he just talk about Auburn sports, like, nonstop?
He just talked about everything.
Okay, very cool.
I'm pretty sure he thought he was talking to maybe the entire room.
he has that kind of presence. He overtakes the table, huh?
Yeah, we like had this discussion at the table, because at the time I was playing golf every day, but I said I would bet him to a round of golf and I would give him a shot at hole, and I think he was really offended by that.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you talk about good golf swings, I mean, Charles Barkley has to be right up near the top of the list, doesn't he?
He's decent. So I was like, I don't know, I'm not that familiar with how he plays. So I was like, I'll give you a shot at hole. He's like, you're crazy, like all the stuff. And then I was like, okay, well, he's like, you'll never win. And probably that'd be really hard to beat in a match play scenario. So I'm like, what's the last few scores you shot? And he was like, I think he said like low 90s.
What?
So
you know, like, that's not bad.
Technically, if you shoot a low 90s, all I have to do is shoot par.
Exactly.
And then, so I was like, it's semi-fair. But, yeah, I don't know if that's ever going to happen. But that night, actually, Charles Barkley was there, but that was the first night I met Larry Fitzgerald as well. And that whole situation, I became friends with him.
Now, he seems like just an amazing guy.
There is absolutely nothing bad I could say about Larry.
Yeah.
He's as genuine as he's portrayed on
TV. That's really good to hear. Yeah. Because sometimes you get this. People will meet a celebrity and they'll turn out to be a real piece of shit. And you're like, oh my God, I never saw that coming.
Oh, I totally, totally agree with that. So I wasn't really sure. And same thing with Mike Wilburn as well. Like everywhere we go, when I'm with either of them, people obviously are like hounding them.
Right.
And I've never seen them turn someone down, say something like, I've never even seen them talk to someone and come back and be like, that's really annoying or anything like that. They take the time to like sit with you and talk with you, and you can be anyone. They're not, you know, they're really humble like that. It's nice.
That's really awesome. Okay, we're wrapping up here. We've got two more. Do you like to dance? Are you a dancer? One of our listeners wanted to know, do you like to dance?
Yeah, I do, in the right scenario. I mean, if you throw me in front of a crowd and you said dance, I'm probably not going to do that.
So are you saying we need like 6-7 lemonade and vodkas and then we'll get you on the dance floor?
I'll probably be dancing before 6-7.
Okay. we had a listener ask if you could do the solo cup tricks with a ping pong ball instead of a golf ball. That would change the whole dynamic of it, wouldn't it?
I actually do some of them with a ping pong ball.
You do?
Better doing enough stuff. Just because like a golf ball is one, a little dangerous.
Yeah.
Never broken something in the house, though.
That's good.
The question I get
That's actually pretty amazing.
But it's more about the cup. Like, it would be easier to do all my trick shots into a solo cup if I could use a golf ball, because a ping pong ball is actually harder.
Mm-hmm.
But the cup will just tip over. And
this is true.
Have you tried substituting the golf club with another object?
No.
I have a whole nother set of videos.
You know what? I'm gonna be a broom trick shot artist.
I'm gonna use a piece of PVC pipe.
Well, actually, people do ask me that all the time, but like I never planned out to be like a trick shot artist. I just wanted to be something that associates with golf.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in the trick shot realm. So like I try actually not stare too far away from golf when I do stuff.
That makes sense.
They have dude perfect for that.
So Tanya, real quick, what are your goals for the upcoming year? What are you looking forward to?
Well, last year I spent a lot of time playing, less time on trick shot stuff, and this year I think I want to kind of do the reverse.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think with all the surgeries and I just got my last MRI results and stuff like that, I think I need to like reconsider what I put more emphasis on.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll probably do a lot more of that stuff. I do want to, which I've been working on, is find a way to reach out to more kids.
I was going to ask that too. With your social media presence, you have a great opportunity to kind of work with, you know, young ladies and young kids that you could probably influence, I would guess.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, a lot of the good things that have happened in my life happened because I play golf or because of someone I met through golf or something to do with golf. And I obviously wouldn't have even looked at golf if I didn't see something out of the ordinary to do with it, like Tiger Woods doing at trick shot.
Mm.
And I've had a lot of parents and kids as well just tell me, like, that they want to play golf now because they saw that or whichever it is. And their parents are really happy about it and all that kind of stuff. So I don't want to use the word, like, responsibility, but I do feel like, because I have this opportunity to do something with it, I do want to do something with it. And so I've actually been talking with my management about how exactly I'm going to go about that.
Right.
But I do want to, as much as possible, like, give back to golf. So I have been trying to work closer, I guess, with the LPGA and for women's golf, and then also, like, the first tee and things like that for juniors.
That's really great. Ed, you have one more for Tanya.
Yeah, this one's for me. What question do you wish that we had asked?
Wow, that's a tough one.
Or anyone. Is there a question that you wish someone would ask you? You're like, man, I got a good answer. I got a good story. And no one's just asked me about it.
No, I think you actually stumped me on that one.
Well, you know what?
I'm glad we ran.
We're gonna end
we
you.
We ran the gamut.
We're gonna actually let you go on a stumper, Tanya. Again, this was awesome. We really appreciate you coming
sure
out and
do.
Doing this.
Yes.
Taking some time out of your day, folks at home. Check her out on her YouTube page. It's Tanya Tare, TaniaTare. She's also at Twitter at that same handle and Instagram at TanyaTare63. Tanya, thank you so much. We loved having you on. You were